I tried to kind of recreate a world as insane as the world outside us now on paper.
English illustrator Glenn Baxter. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. You would recognize Baxter's cartoons instantly. In 1982, he published The Impending Gleam. His latest is Atlas. This is the way he describes his work.
They're just little drawings with captions underneath, really. The captions are often wrong. It's up to the viewer to try and make some sense of what I've created here.
Is that possible?
I doubt it.
Glenn Baxter's cartoons are reminiscent of turn-of-the-century novels with deadpan captions. Baxter takes his captions seriously.
The words are very carefully chosen, and they have a kind of special resonance in relation to one another.
Words became important to Baxter because of a speech impediment.
When I was a young boy, I had a terrible stammer, and I couldn't say certain words in the English language. I would often go on a bus ride, say, and not being able to ask for the correct fare, I would have to make up a fare that was twice as expensive, but I could actually say it. So it cost me a fortune to travel around.
In many of Baxter's drawings, the humans sport tails.
It always struck me as being very peculiar that a character like Rupert the Bear, who's got a bear's head and human hands, has this rather strange tail popping out of the back of his trousers. Now, presumably, these trousers are specially made by a tailor who can accommodate the different types of tail that exist in the animal kingdom. And I think once you begin to start off down that train of thought, I think you're in big trouble.
Glenn Baxter, who says his cartoons have provoked shock and horror in England, his latest book is Atlas. I'm Don Swaim.